Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
So, first off, thank you for coming. At some point in the show, we're going to do a Q&A. So, if you have some questions, think of them, and we'll answer them. And we're going to get this thing going in our traditional yet non-traditional fashion. Yeah, go alcohol.
Yeah, sure.
Sing along. Hey, thanks for coming, everybody. Make some noise for yourselves for coming out to this.
Yeah, the first one ever.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night. It's about last night.
Brad, take some vocal lessons.
It's about last night. It's about last night.
Hey, look, Shakira's here.
It's about last night. Oh my God.
Always dance like that forever. Seeing Brad dance like that makes me happy. I want video of it before I go to bed. Flappers, yoo-hoo. Thanks for coming. Make some noise for yourself. The first About Last Night podcast ever live. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we're kicking off not just the first live About Last Night podcast, but the reason why we wanted to do this special is because this is our 100th episode of the About Last Night.
That's a lot of podcasts.
So thank you for coming out here in Burbank to the lovely Flappers Comedy Club, where we are appearing in the Yoo-Hoo Room.
Yeah. Where does that name come from?
Our favorite drink as a child.
As a child, still.
Yeah, so I think...
Who still drinks Yoo-Hoo?
You all better.
Only three. We're like, everyone else is like, I forgot about it, man. I'm fucking an adult.
No, but it's chocolate milk.
Yeah. The Yoo-Hoo Room. There's got to be other childhood drink-themed venues out there.
Yeah, well, after we do the Yoo-Hoo Room, we're going to do the High C Amphitheater.
Also a good call.
Yes.
Maybe the Squeeze It Auditorium. If that place doesn't exist, can we please get a Kickstarter going to form the Squeeze It Auditorium?
I think the Squeeze It the Squeeze It Auditorium sounds like a porn hall.
It does.
You know, like you just go there, like, hey man, I just got jerked off the Squeeze It Auditorium.
Well, that's the pitch. That's how we get people to fund it.
And of course, we will end our tour at a Capri Sun Hall.
Of course, that's the most famous of them all.
It's gonna be a good one. But we are here, and we hope you guys enjoy the live show. And we're gonna be doing some Q&A at the end. So if you have questions that you've always wanted to ask Adam and I, start thinking of them, you know? It's whatever you want to ask. You know, Brad, how did you meet Adam? What sort of STDs have you shared?
Sure.
Just like the normal questions.
Yeah, normal stuff. Where'd you grow up?
Right.
Who'd be the better bottom? Yeah, just things that, you know.
Obviously.
We have a very special guest towards about halfway through the show. So it's a very famous person. I'm sure you've, they were famous in, like, I'd say 1990 to, like, 1996.
Right, which is,
they
like
were
the
really
peak.
Famous. Like, it was a great year. A lot of good stuff happened.
Obviously. That was the year of Saved by the Bell, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's...
Mr. Belding, awesome. Former guest of the show.
That's right. We've had him on the About Last Night podcast. We've had a lot of guests. I mean, when you do 100 episodes, you have a lot of guests. Our first guest was Ralph Garman from the
Yeah. Give it up for Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman, and also co-host of the Hollywood Babylon podcast. He's a great guy, but we've had some good times.
Some good ones. I mean, do you have any favorite moments from the 100 episodes?
Favorite moments. Well, I mean, just meeting Jaleel White, Steve Urkel. That was just unbelievable.
Yeah, whether you're a fan to the extent that we are fans, I think you can just appreciate. I mean, at one point after he'd done the episode twice, we were in his home in Venice Beach. And please keep going.
Somebody's
keep your hands above the table, sir.
Oh my God,
I can see him.
He's hearing the squeeze at all, apparently.
Yeah. Jaleel had this was the crazy part. We were talking to Jaleel, and then there was you and I both walked in and immediately saw the Urkel doll that I had as a child because I was cool. And
you had friends.
I had friends, and that was just a trip to see the doll and then be in the home of the guy who is a doll.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like to be that level of fame. So that was a fun one. I really enjoyed. I'll be honest. Adam gets most of the guests.
Sure.
Adam books most of the guests.
I'm aggressive.
You are. You stopped Lisa Kudrow.
Sure.
Outside
her house.
Right. And she eventually showed up.
I even held up Brad like John Cusack and Say Anything with the boombox. I held him up over my head and I was like,
and
what's the song that plays?
Yeah. How the fuck does that thing start?
Does anybody know it? What's the song? What is it?
Your eyes.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
No, you don't have to pull it up. You can just sing it.
No,
you don't know Peter Gabriel?
I fucking
this
have
this friendship
it.
Is taking a turn for the worse.
I know Peter
your
Gabriel.
Your lack of Peter Gabriel is making me insecure about continuing our friendship.
When we break up, he's like, you didn't know Peter Gabriel. How the fuck can we... All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Lisa! I'm friends with your nephew. We went to college together. Please do the podcast. A, because you'd be a great guest, and B, because holding a dwarf above your head is really exhausting.
Adam, you're shaking.
He's much heavier than I thought. He's got his ass is a little bit bigger than I... It's dope. It's a great ass. I'm not arguing that point, but it's a little bit heavier than I anticipated. Anyway, through the podcast.
And then she did. Yeah, but that was great. And then obviously Bob Saget and you got Neilan because you know his wife.
Yeah, I
did a show with her.
Yeah, I did a pilot with Kevin Nealon's wife, and then I didn't even know that it was Kevin Nealon's wife. We were just hanging out, and all of a sudden she gets a Skype call, and there's Kevin Nealon on the phone. I'm like, you know Kevin Nealon? She's like, I fuck Kevin Nealon. And first I'm like, oh my God, his wife's gonna be pissed.
That's so funny.
And she's very talented, and so we got to hear a bunch of great Saturday Night Live stories, and we also heard that from Taron Killam,
the best.
Taron Killam did a crazy good Christoph Waltz impression.
Yeah, which he previewed before he did it on SNL.
Right,
which was a nice
debuted that on the About Last Night podcast. Yeah.
As well did and having Paul Feig on was a big treat because obviously he directed Bridesmaids and The Office and 30 Rock and a copy of The Heat, which is signed by me, which only is cool to my mom and maybe some of you. But hearing him talk about, how he started in comedy, and then to hear him confirm that casting me was not a bad choice, that's really why I had him on the show, just
that's
to tell me that I'm okay.
Yeah, you're just like a parent, just like looking for acceptance, because you never found that with your own father. Moving on.
Too soon, but too accurate.
And then the one guest that we never had that we're still trying to get.
Celine Dion.
Well, obviously. I mean,
trying very hard.
Who doesn't want that?
Morgan Freeman. You know what's crazy? Craig Ferguson. I did stand up with Craig Ferguson a couple weeks ago. It's going to air on April 10th, and the guest that day is Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
And I can only. Brad and I've been trying to come up with ways for me to like. Bombard him at the show and get him to like say into my phone like, I listened to the About Last Night podcast. I wish I could tell you it wasn't the best podcast of all time. But that would be wrong of me. Thank God.
We are still trying to get John Stamos.
It's gonna happen.
Stamos.
And you know what?
That will happen.
We'll have to videotape that whole podcast because A, I want to see his facial reactions when he comes into my tiny apartment and sees that he doesn't have a lot of escape routes.
Yeah.
Being surrounded by you. And also, maybe we get some of your dwarf friends to hide in the closet.
Oh.
Just to pop out.
That would be amazing. You could fit a lot of dwarves in one closet.
How many can you? That's like one of those old fables. Like,
how many dwarves can you fit in a closet? I'm pretty sure that was the first cut of that Tootsie Pop commercial before they did it. How many licks does it take to get to the center? Was, how many dwarves can you fit in an average-sized closet? Let's find out.
Yeah.
One, two, 12.
And they're like, Edgar, stick to the script, man. Stop talking about
And then one more guest that, God, we've been trying to get for a while that we will get is Tony Danza.
Yeah.
We will absolutely do everything.
But until then, we can have the fake Tony Danza.
Oh, hey.
Not even the fake Tony Danza, but quite honestly, the better Tony Danza. I mean,
we're trying to do our 100th episode, Tony. I don't know why.
I'm a little insulted you didn't invite me because I live in Burbank.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I've got houses everywhere: Malibu, Burbank. That's it. But I've got two houses, and that's a lot of houses. Funny story, Brad. I actually think about starting a podcast called "I'm the Boss."
I think that'd be a terrible idea, Tony. I'm the boss. I mean, we all know Mona was the boss.
Well, okay. Well, we all know Mona had saggy tits, but we all also know. Wow, that's what got the crowd silent. Okay, can we know where the rest of the show's headed?
We have lots of Mona fans in our audience,
Mona
apparently.
Fans, yeah. Hey, quick trivia question. What's Mona's real name?
Oh, God. I don't know this thing.
Judith Light? That is incorrect. That was the other woman on the show.
Does anyone know? Does anyone have a handheld portable device that can look up such information?
No, that's cheating.
Okay. You don't cheat on Tony Danza.
You don't cheat ever.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that's a one-act play on Broadway. You don't cheat on Tony Danza.
It's basically about me and my best friend who cheated at Uno and then I killed him. All right, 2-0 for 2 with Tony Danza so far. Are you guys looking it up, really? Okay. What is it? What's the answer? And then we'll move along. You don't matter. Yeah.
Well, it'll be about
the Yoo-Hoo Room Wi-Fi speeds. They really need to be updated. Somebody didn't tell me they're gonna have shitty internet here.
Man. But one of the best parts about having this podcast is now that when Adam and I go on the road, we have a lot of people come up.
People
to
come
us.
To the show.
Yeah, they come to the show and they
from
say,
the
"Hey,
podcast.
We love the About Last Night podcast." They say, "Are Adam's eyes really that dreamy?" And I have to tell them, "Absolutely." Are you kidding me? I get lost in them every week. What you guys don't know is that we edit constantly because I'm just constantly just being dumbfounded, being lost in
Adam's
eyes.
Yeah, it's getting out of control.
It happens. I was this last gig that I was at. I was on the road in Madison, Wisconsin, and you'd think Wisconsin, that's out in the middle of nowhere.
What do they have other than cheese, honestly? Like, what do they tell you that they're known for?
Drinking and snow, which is a wonderful combination.
Yeah, great. Cheese, drinking, and snow? If that's what heaven is like, I'll kill myself tonight.
Exactly. Tons of people were coming up to me saying they love the podcast, so I guess Wisconsin is one of the hotbeds for us.
Great.
Now, one of the crazy parts about me being in Wisconsin this weekend is at the time of us recording this podcast, the Wisconsin College just made the Final Four. The Wisconsin Badgers.
Sometimes that'll happen when you're on the road and there's a significant sporting event or
sure.
concert, like maybe Bieber's in town or maybe
obviously
maybe Seal and Hansen combined.
Oh my God!
For some like greatest
slower,
concert of all
slower
time.
While I jerk it. Slower. Oh my God.
But, I was in St. Louis for the weekend after the World Series and they had lost, and those people were not in good moods.
No.
But you were out there when Wisconsin
won. And outside my hotel, which is downtown Madison, which is right by where the University of Wisconsin is, there were some good old fashioned white people riots. Yeah.
Which are really the best kind of riots.
Oh, yeah, because it's like they're aggressive, but not too aggressive. Like they have the Molotov cocktails, but they're not throwing them.
Right. You know, that's not true. I've seen some crazy. You saw them when the Lakers won the championship. Like there were like frat dudes sitting on people's cars.
Well, I think they were inspired by the Mexicans. Let's be honest. Yeah. I think we all looked at the Mexicans and realized that as white people, we had to step our game up.
Sure.
Sure.
This racist moment brought to you by Brad Williams. Racism. It's never going to go anywhere. What happened? The riots? Did you stay in your hotel or did you join the fun?
Oh, I stayed in my hotel. I'm not joining riots because I'm just worried that if I go out where there's riots, people are drunk, people are just looking around like
they're throwing stuff.
Yeah, like I should throw something. There's a midget.
I've run out of tires and beer bottles.
Yeah, you're like, oh, the cops are shooting us with rubber bullets. We gotta fire an Oompa Loompa at them. That's what they teach you in Risk. That's how you win a land war in Asia, is you fire Oompa Loompas. It works.
That would confuse the hell out of the cops. If they were like throwing smoke bombs and then like the dust clears and you just come flying over the top with your arms extended.
Well, you know how
like
they
a
have
koala bear?
Yeah, you know how they have like number codes for crimes? Like I think like 187 is murder.
Yeah.
What would the number code be for flying midget? They're like, we have a 0.5. We have a 0.5, everybody. We need backup. 0.5. That's when everyone just shows up like, we don't give a fuck about the backup. We just wanted to see it happen.
Yeah. You'd set a record for selfies that night, for sure.
But it was absolutely crazy, and that's what's happening now. Is just, and now we get to talk about it on the podcast because
that's why we started from the get go. I think was because we thought we were just having such crazy stories on the road, and you know it does happen over here. I mean, I just was in Ohio, did Ohio State and Cornell with Adam Devine from Workaholics and Pittsburgh Pigs at Modern Family. Yeah,
former guest of the former About guest. Last Night podcast.
We'll be on it in a couple weeks again.
Yeah,
but that guy, if you don't watch Workaholics, first of all, you should. But you probably know of it. It's like a juggernaut of a show and has like this cult following. No joke, it was like Beatles status when we were going. First of all, he can't get, he's recognized everywhere because now that he's on Modern Family, there were like 9-year-old girls stopping him in the airport.
Oh, that must have excited you.
Now that is a terrible thing to say.
I'm just saying, based on your track record.
All right.
And that's when shit got real.
Yeah, but if you're asking if like these 9-year-olds were hot, no, they were not.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
I mean,
how can we make this moment more uncomfortable for the guests right now?
I think I can take off my pants. Well, we have
one woo
backer. We have one backer.
One woo.
Everyone else, even my girlfriend who's in the audience, like,
no,
don't do that shit.
I've seen it.
I've seen it up close. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
What's with that third ball?
And it's weird because she's Mexican. And, like, she's Mexican. And they eat fucking anything, and she won't blow me. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, they eat chorizo and tripe and fucking cow intestine, but she takes one look at my cock and goes, ugh, I'm not putting that in my body.
How
is this supposed to make a man feel?
Cow intestine.
Yeah, in menudo, which is not just a boy band from the 80s, but it's also a nice soup. A Mexican soup.
What is happening right now? This is the weirdest conversation I've ever been a part of. Walking around Ohio State, so these basically, like, Beatle fame is what I was trying to say, because it's like people at everywhere were trying to give them drinks, and everyone really wants to have their moment with somebody like that, because also in the Midwest, there's not a lot of, I think, you know, big celebrities walking around. I mean, I think, you know, John Mayer lives in Montana, I heard, and I think maybe Milli Vanilli might fucking have a shack in fucking Toledo somewhere.
I'm pretty sure they do. Milli, for sure.
Billy Ocean's got a...
Well, obviously, he's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's got properties all over that bitch.
But by the way, that's a sentence that's never been said ever by anybody. Billy Ocean has properties all over that bitch.
I think that's the name of his next album, Adam, right?
Yeah, I've got properties all over this bitch. So, like, people were giving drinks to Adam everywhere, and it's... At some point, you turn to a concerned friend where you're like, I don't want him to get hammered. I don't want him to die from alcohol poisoning. So I started taking the shots from him because I was like, well, I don't want to waste them. And we're having a great time. And I mean, man, I just had so many fireball shots. I've never, like, you get caught up. That's peer pressure, by the way. I talk about it in my act. It's like really not going anywhere because there's always a reason. All it takes, these people I don't even know. Usually peer pressure, I think, and it's worse, is from somebody who has, like, you know, they can tug at your heartstrings a little bit, where they're like, you know, fucking, you know, go bungee jumping with me or take the shot. And you're like, no, man. They're like, oh, really? After I fucking save you from that bully in fourth grade? And you're like, oh, shit, all right. Well, I guess now I'm jumping off a bridge with a rubber band tied to my ass. But so I would take these shots from Adam, and these frat dudes are so aggressive, man. Like, I was in a frat at SC, and I never... Hey, did I get hammered one night at a hero-themed frat sorority party dressed as Batman and have to be carried down the row and have people cheering for me dressed as Batman? Yeah, that might have happened.
why is there not a video of this shit?
Oh, it was amazing. I went, the theme was like heroes.
Yeah.
So people were dressed as like, you know, nurses. You know, girls be like, you know, I'm a slutty chiropractor and shit like that. And
a slutty chiropractor. She will realign your bone. Yeah. Nothing? Realign your bone. Nothing?
Nothing.
You son of a bitch.
You should have filtered that one through Twitter first.
All right, I'll try that next time.
So, Batman, yeah.
Oh,
well, he was dressed in a Batman suit, and I thought that was, like, you know, a hero, right? And then,
now,
obviously, Batman should usually be able to hold his liquor on this particular night.
Now, were there any kids around the area where, like, as you're being dragged out, they're like, what's happening to
it's
Batman?
It's fraternity row at USC?
Yeah,
it was fucking 9-year-old parents' weekend. Yeah, there were kids everywhere.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there were.
No kids.
Okay.
You never really participated in the Greek life while you were at USC.
I didn't rush a fraternity mostly because...
You don't have to because they all wanted you.
Yeah, I could just show up and they're like, who are the midget? Send them in. Like, it wasn't... Yeah, like, they thought it was a party favor. Like, at some point, some guy just grabbed me and be like, dude, do we all get these? And
do we all get these?
And you start walking out. I was like, all right, yeah, sure, why not?
Did you have your eyes set on any fraternity, though?
I wanted, Pi Cap? Pi Cap?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what that... But yeah, they had a good house, and...
What does any of it mean? I mean...
I don't know, Pi Kappa? They said a good
like
house.
Like, AEPi was a Jewish frat, but I don't think that's, like, has anything to do... There's no Hebrew in the AEPi...
No, which is weird. They like to do the Greek thing, even though they're a Jewish fraternity.
Yeah.
They should just be called Oi.
Yeah, we were on 28th and Menorah Street. Jews fucking partied it up, though, man. Like, it was just a common bond between us. But like, you know, people think we just like, oh, would you guys just fucking like have Shabbat dinner every Friday and then, you know,
like,
fucking
no, man,
trade yarmulkes and shit.
Jews gone wild.
Oh, dude, I made a bong out of a fucking menorah and a shofar. One person laughed at that. Nobody knows what a shofar is, do you guys? A shofar was like a ram's horn that is blown to... You know, it's not important or funny. Let's move along.
A ram's horn?
It's a ram's
horn. Is it a fucking witch from Macbeth? Like, bubble, bubble, toilet trouble, throw in the ram's horn.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I know you're making a joke, but yes, it is.
All right. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
But yeah, so you got to go drink with them?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, just college kids in general, when you go with somebody who has their whole following is college kids, was... but again, they're just so aggressive. I mean, these guys would show me out of the way, and I had to be pseudo security guard, because at some point you're like, I need to like make sure I would check in with them, and then... you know, obviously, women love them, but these dudes are just out of control, man. Because they're like, you know, they're fans, obviously, but they get in his face, and then they want to. And we end up going to a house party with a couple of them. And
sounds like an episode of Entourage.
I mean, dude, when you're that famous, like, it's just people want all these guys just wanted him to go. There's probably 9 different like guys who were like, come to our house party.
Yeah.
So at that point, you have to audition these guys. You're like asking them a couple get to know you questions.
What
make sure how where their shady level is at.
What are your intentions with my headliner, Adam Devine?
Yeah, exactly. And so we went to this one place, and they just we walked in there, and they were playing Gin Blossoms, which was great.
That's the party I would go to.
But here's how, and this definitely showed the age difference. I was like, man, you guys like the Gin Blossoms? That's fucking awesome. And one of my buddies, or one of the guys, goes, no, man. He's like, this is like my fucking. How hilarious is it to listen to this music mix? And I was like, oh, so you don't actually like the Gin Blossoms? He's like, no, dude, they're fucking gay. I was like, what does that even mean, dude? Yeah,
so you're walking to the party and this is playing.
Who doesn't want to drive in a Camaro down Malibu Boulevard?
I want to. Shit. Awesome. And now, right now, you guys are just ruling the party, right?
Ruling the party, yeah.
Yeah, just like walking in there, goes like, play some Spin Doctors next.
Yeah. Play some Spin Doctors next.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and then so were people rude to you at all?
No, everybody was real nice. I mean,
that's cool.
You know, it was...
Well, it's, I mean, just, I just think some people... I think we're living in a world now that because of Twitter and everyone commenting and social media that people don't necessarily know that there's repercussions for their actions. They always think they're safe. I was with my mom driving, and we stopped behind this one car. You could not turn left. This car is like, fuck it, I'm important. So they were trying to turn left, but there was a lot of traffic. So my mom reached out the window and just said, excuse me, you can't make a left turn here, just so you know. Very nice. My mom was a very sweet 68-year-old woman.
Giant Bublé fan.
Huge Michael Bublé fan. Yeah, she's not threatening. You know,
yeah.
Like, you never hear. Did you hear about the riot? Yeah, Bublé fans, man. They're fucking out of control.
Bublé fans.
They're fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear that. So
she's very sweet.
She sticks up for you. Has she always stuck up for you in situations?
Always. She always did that. She's letting the woman know. Maybe she's from out of town, you know.
Sure.
Fullerton is a hotbed for tourism. And she's like, yeah, you can't. Oh, obviously. So yeah, you can't make that turn. And the woman just reached her head out and then looks back at my mom and goes, hey, fuck you.
Oh,
and flips
shit.
Off my mom. And I'm sorry, I'm 4 foot nothing, it's go time. I get out of the car, and
it's also your mom, you're gonna do anything for her.
Yeah, so I get out of the car, and I start walking up to the car in front, like, hey, what the fuck is your problem? And then this woman who did it starts freaking out, because she thinks, like, my mom has this new security system or whatever on her fucking Mercedes-Benz, where you just hit a button and midgets come out and attack the car in front of you.
Wait, is it like OnStar? We will send you an attack midget, promptly.
Hello, OnStar.
Your attack midget is 5 kilometers. Away.
Yeah, so she's like, holy shit, that dude, that comes stands on Mercedes now? Yes, it does, apparently.
That would be great, just grassroots marketing for Mercedes, by the way. If
right.
They would just set up scenarios like this for you to start promoting. All right, so you run out at the
come by Fletcher Jones Mercedes-Benz, where our cars have seat warmers, power steering, and attack midgets. We'll see you soon. Yeah, so I just ran up, and the woman got scared and like did a little peel out and like cut off traffic and stuff, because like she sees a midget out of a car, she doesn't know what I'm gonna do. I could throw lightning bolts in her car for all she knows. She's like, I think midgets can do that. I saw that in Willow. So yeah, she was scared, but that's the thing is like,
your mom could do anything for your mom.
Yeah, when it's your mom, like when it's your dad, you almost kind of get behind, like, all right, you handle it, pops, you're good. But when it's your mom,
we came
like,
out of our moms.
We did.
It's like we came out of our dads, I guess, too, but
a little different.
Yeah, he got to enjoy that. Like the moms, it was all pain.
Well, yeah. What? There you go.
Yeah.
That's
only
the
only one person is laughing at that, but that's a great point that I'm making right now.
Absolutely, because
dad enjoyed us getting to, you know, we came out of our dads. That was a joyous moment for him.
Yeah, I mean he does that between 2 and 17 times a day, depending on how lonely he is.
Sure.
And but your mom doesn't pop out a kid.
No,
every day.
That was on her bucket list.
What, to give birth to a midget?
Maybe it was.
What if it was?
What if you find some sheet under your mom's bed and it's like bucket list, and number 6 is like give birth to a midget?
Oh, that would be proof that God exists.
that would be
undeniable proof.
It would be
point.
Great, but then it would be like kind of. I mean, only like to see like what like if you were number 5, like what would be the 4 things above that?
It's like roller skating in Venice is number 4. I'm like, really? I'm after roller skating in Venice?
Yeah.
You bitch. Like, come on, man.
Like meet Anne Hathaway or something.
Oh, God. I hope that's not in front of me. But, yeah, that was just a weird moment. But we've had some good times in the great city of Fullerton recently, you and I, Adam.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's your hometown, home club.
That's
Bray Improv.
And we recently did
a lot of
Bray Improv.
Anybody there a couple weeks ago at the shows?
All right.
Question, huh? Headlining is home club, 4 people, good.
Yeah. We have people there, and the best part about doing the Bray Improv is that I invite a bunch of friends over, and then we do the shows, and then we go back to my place afterward because it's close. And we all played this game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called Cards Against Humanity. And, oh, my God.
So good.
This is the greatest fucking game. Because, like, normally if you're at a party or whatever and some guy says, like, all right, it's game time, you're like, fuck me. You know, you just get pissed off. It's like, really? Like, we're drinking Jack Daniels. We're doing body shots. And now you think you're going to up the party with Boggle? Fuck off.
It's naked twister time.
That's a different party.
Sure.
This game.
You forget how fun board games are, by the way. Like, I guess there's a handful of things that you just grow up and become an adult, and you're just like, oh, that's like a kid thing. Like, you just, but like, you get friends and booze and a dwarf and your mom.
Yes. And so basically, what we're trying to say is everything's better with booze. So drink up, people. If you're one of our underage listeners, get a fake ID. Go for it, man. Like, no one's stopping you. The only thing that's stopping you is your own imagination. At that point, I feel like I'm doing a Reading Rainbow segment.
For
right
sure,
now.
Yeah. Reading Rainbow. That's, I mean, well, it's just coincidence that I'm wearing this shirt.
Oh, Adam Ray busts out a Reading Rainbow shirt.
Oh, man. Got like 2 years left before people go, that guy's weird.
Drink 22 at home if you're listening for the Adam Ray wearing a Reading Rainbow shirt at this point.
This is one of my favorite shirts.
But
what's your favorite shirt? Do you have a favorite, like,
ooh,
like if you were an action figure and somebody was buying the Brad Williams doll, what would be the outfit?
Okay.
jeans, designer jeans.
What's up?
Jeez. And
so Hollywood.
But then this shirt that my sister gave me.
Ba-dum-ba-dum jeans.
Ba-dum-bum jeans. Flashback to the Jaleel White episode. Hashtag ba-dum-bum jeans.
What was that? That was like the dwarf Oshkosh Bagosh. That's what you were saying. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum jeans.
That's going to be the clothing line that me and Jaleel start exclusively for little people.
Because I commented on how Brad is so quick with like the one-liners. Mm-hmm. And Jaleel's like, Jaleel said, you're like, ba-dum-ba-dum, which is like the rickshaw.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, did you say rickshaw? did you say rimshot or rickshaw? I heard rickshaw, yeah, it's just like a rickshaw. I'm like, oh, me so sorry. Yes.
I meant rimshot.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You know what, tequila's a hell of a drug.
Drink too, Adam, right?
All right, so jeans.
Yeah, jeans. And then...
mesh tank top.
Obviously, from the Right Said Fred video from my childhood. No, I've got this t-shirt that my sister gave me that I just think is hilarious. It's two Tyrannosaurus Rex on... I don't know what the plural of that
Rexes.
Is. Rexes. Rexes? Yeah, sure. Rexes.
Does anybody know?
Rexi.
Free CD if you can tell me right now.
and it's two T-Rexes, and one of the T-Rexes says to the other, I love you this much, but he's got short arms. And then the other T-Rex comments like, that's not that much. So that would be the Brad Williams outfit, is something with a T-Rex on
it.
Because I have T-Rex arms myself.
Yeah, with the great arms.
Oh,
those
yeah.
triceps.
Yeah. Look at that. The pump, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Damn right.
How many push-ups can you do?
In a minute?
Yes, in a minute.
72.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they timed me on the Jay Moore Sports. And then also I did one time I did a push-up competition against Mike Catherwood of K-Rock over here and of Loveline fame. And Mike, if you don't know, is just a swole guy. He is buff as shit. And he was talking a lot of shit about how he could do more push-ups than me. And who won that push-up competition? Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Brad Williams won that push-up competition.
Push-up champion of the world.
That's right. Suck it, Hulk Hogan.
There should be...
That's me,
coming on the show.
Oh god.
There should be a competition show though where you just like challenge out like old time wrestlers to physical competitions.
Oh my god. Well yeah. Oh, because I would do anything against the Ultimate Warrior. That would be the shit. I would just be worried he would grab me and shake me like the ring ropes.
Yeah. Before. We haven't even talked about this because you're obviously a giant wrestling fan, but if you were a wrestler, what would your wrestling name be?
Oh, Half Pint. And then,
what would your move be?
Let's see. I can't do a frog splash.
Wait a minute. What the fuck is a frog splash? You don't say that like that's normal for everybody here.
You
I can't
a
do a frog splash.
Is?
That's, you know, yeah. That's a stretch if I'm going to do that. Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be crazy.
The Eddie Guerrero frog splash. Thank you, other person that didn't have friends in high school.
Is that an actual move?
Yeah, that's a move.
All right, sir, break down the frog splash for me.
I can do it for you.
It's off the turnbuckle.
Off turnbuckle? Yeah. You jump, and then you condense your body. Nice. You bring your arms and legs in, and then you extend them back out again. So it's like you did a little frog jump in the air. And
where does the splash come in?
Well, when you land on the guy.
You jump into a fucking slip and slide?
God, that'd be
a crocodile mile.
Yeah. There is actually a dwarf wrestler named Hornswoggle. And we all
sounds
know each
like,
other.
Sounds like somebody who got lost in the movie Labyrinth. Like David Bowie.
David
like,
Bowie just like, have you met Hornswoggle?
I was like, where's Hornswoggle to stuff my balls properly in this jumpsuit?
And he does his finishing move is the frog splash, but with him they call it the tadpole splash.
Of course they do.
Yeah, they call it the tadpole splash.
Does he win? What's his record?
I think 0-137.
Oh god.
So
he needs a partner.
He needs me.
Yeah.
He needs Hornswoggle and Half Pint. Right?
Sunday only.
Champions of the world. Let's do this shit.
I pay $30 for that.
I love it, but that's it.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm a big pro wrestling fan of liked it for years, and I just think that life would be cooler if like pro wrestling was like kind of like more like real life, like when some shit went down. Because whenever you see pro wrestling and something, the good guys getting beat up, then all of a sudden the hero's music hits, Hulk Hogan comes out and fucking saves the day. That's what real life should be. Can you imagine if when that bitch flipped off my mom, you just heard Real American kick in?
Do you have that song?
I'm looking for it. I believe I have it.
We can get somebody in the crowd to play the woman who flicked off your mom.
Okay. That might work. Wait, I have it. Where the fuck is it? Here it is. Okay.
Enough to see what
yeah,
happened.
So she goes like, hey! So
what does the woman look like, first of all? I'm always curious, like, the description of the offender.
If, like, Betty White got hit with a frying pan.
Oh, Jesus.
So, sexy bitch. So, real sexy bitch. So this was like, and she's yelling at my mom, who's in her 60s, so this is like the geriatric Royal Rumble, like, it's about to go down.
Another great show of the fun. We got two Kickstarters we're going to start tonight.
geriatric Rumble.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So just imagine my mom pulls up and goes, excuse me, you can't make a left turn here. She turns around. Hey, fuck you. Then, from out of nowhere. Hulk Hogan just comes running down Harbor Boulevard. Goes to the geriatric woman.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When you're going to come at Miss Susan Williams, and if you think you're going to intimidate her in front of my man, Brad Williams, let me tell you one thing, brother. What you going to do? What you going to do when these 24-inch pythons drop the atomic egg on your ass?
Wait, let that song continue to play for a moment. Here's to me why wrestling is a little bit absurd. Listen to how just fun and silly and upbeat this 80s song is. And then think of a grown man in a fucking unitard fighting another grown man in a unitard.
I think it matches perfectly. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like there's a crazy sport to me.
Man, talking about my wet dreams. All right.
I did have some wrestling figurines as a child. I would have, like, I think I got, like, the WWF, like, ring, and then I had, like, Raphael fight Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God.
And then it was, like, the winner of that got He-Man, and the winner of that got, like, 90 Legos.
Oh, my God. I think that should be a Robot Chicken sketch at some point. That would be the shit. You know what? I think it's time for...
Yeah, yes. Talk about these items real quick.
Oh, okay.
I got some QVC show.
Talk about the items, Brad. Enough about what you did last week. And what do we got here? We've got a Dilematic food slice. So we've got a big... It does shoestring potatoes. Shoestring carrots.
Shoestring carrots. And then, of course, the Sham Wow. It's made by Germans. We all know Germans make good shit.
Hello. And the knife. Tell me about the knife.
There's always none.
Those women are always so shocked about, like, everything. Like, they've never seen any of those products before.
Wait, it cuts a steak?
Yeah, it's a knife. It's a fucking knife, lady. What is it? You just get out of the house today for the first time?
Okay, I know what it's supposed to do. But yeah, we're going to do...
But in all seriousness, Ronco, the food dehydrator guy, he's the shit. Set it and forget it. What is that item that set it and forget it?
The rotisserie. Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know what it is. You got five of them in your garage right now.
I do.
Set it and forget it. By the way,
I've got the magic bullet, which is an actual blender, not a woman's vibrator.
Hilarious.
Could be. What else have I bought?
By the way, Ronco, the set it and forget it, he's for sure the guy that takes a shit at your party and doesn't flush.
And he forgets it.
And he forgets.
Absolutely.
He's got... You know, chicken slices on his mind.
But yeah, we're going to give away some items. This is Adam Ray's brand new CD.
Yeah!
Pop-Tart Suicide, which is available on iTunes.
Which I asked my 4-year-old twin nieces for an album suggestion, and one of them tells me, she goes, you should call it Butts and Poop. And I gotta be honest, it took me a good week to come up with a good reason not to call it that. Because I was like, it really leaves it up for interpretation. Like, how many butts?
Yeah.
Like, multiple butts? Or is it just like somebody with, like, it looks like they have two butts?
But then, then poop being singular?
Yeah,
or
one poop?
One poop,
from
of butts? I don't know. That sounds like a Maya Angelou poem.
one poop for many butts.
That was a Shel Silverstein book that didn't get made.
So yeah, this is Adam Ray's brand new album, Pop-Tart Suicide.
Which Craig Ferguson says, which was, I think, I part of me came up with a weird title just because I knew that Ferguson was going to have to promote it. And hearing his Scottish accent say, his album installs Pop-Tart Suicide. I think that's Scottish, by the way.
Yes. Just close enough.
That's another reason.
Sound a little like Scrooge McDuck, but it's pretty good.
That's another reason that I want to bombard the taping with Morgan Freeman, because hearing him say it.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you Pop-Tart Suicide was not a good album. I wish I could tell you I didn't laugh hilariously at the fart jokes, but I did.
So we got that, everyone should pick up Adam Ray's new album. And then I've got an album, which
we can hear
that too.
Yeah, come on!
This is my album, available also on iTunes and Amazon. It's called Hi Ho, which, by the way, Hi Ho, and there's a picture of me boning Snow White on the cover. What's up, bitches? All right. That is my fantasy, by the way.
I do want to bang Snow White.
Really?
Yeah. Is that just the only, like, top three Disney characters that you would like to sleep with?
Oh, well, Snow White, obviously, number one. Number two...
Don't say Jessica Rabbit, because she's not Disney. People make that mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I know you made that mistake last week, buddy. Yeah, you got written all over your face. But she was smoking, right? Jessica Rabbit was the first, like, animated woman you were like, oh, I'm not supposed to be feeling this right now. She looks way too real.
Yeah, so number two would probably be Princess Jasmine.
Ethnic.
Yeah, ethnic. Going a little ethnic. I like the Arabs.
Also, you know, Magic Carpet Ride. Who doesn't want to take one of those? You can't if you eat the fucking pot brownies you had in Vegas.
Oh, God, that's a whole other story.
Where Brad almost died. We don't have to tell that story, but just look at his Instagram from like 3 weeks ago.
some shit happened. And then number three is probably Iago from Aladdin.
Is that the bird?
Yeah, that's the bird.
What the fuck? You have a parrot fetish?
Well, no. It's more like I just want to shut it up because it's voiced by Gilbert Gottfried. So it's like, Iago! So you just want to like stick your cock in the mouth and be like, shut the fuck up, parrot! Am I revealing too much?
Yeah, for sure you are. Yeah, definitely.
No. Everyone slowly.
I like how people are watching Aladdin. Being like, this is a hilarious character bird voiced by a comedy legend. And you're like, how do I shut that bird up? Oh, yeah, my dick.
My dick has many powers, sir.
I guess so.
should we give some of these out, or should we...
Well, I think, let's bring our guest up.
Okay.
And then we'll do the trivia at the end, because our guest is going to be a part of the trivia.
Yeah.
Because he, in himself, is trivia.
Yes.
Our guest, are you here?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him from the film Son-in-Law. Encino Man. He was the host of Spring Break MTV. His mom owns one of the most famous comedy clubs in the world.
Yeah.
Biodome.
Everything good.
Everything good. Everything good is this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together right now for the one and the only, Pauly Shore!
Pauly Shore, ladies and gentlemen.
Pauly!
How you doing, Weasel?
What's up, bro?
Pauly, so good that you're here, man. Thank you for coming by the About Last Night podcast, my friend.
What?
Pauly, where you been, man? You been traveling on the road and stuff?
Dude, where am I?
You're in the Yoo-hoo room.
Yoo-hoo?
Pauly, are you on Quaaludes right now?
Dude, no, my mom in the 70s was on a lot of Quaaludes, so I think it's... My blood type is type O Quaalude.
Wow, I have a feeling that won't be the weirdest thing you say during this interview.
Right, fist bump Pauly.
Now, Pauly,
now I've got an STD.
We've had some trouble trying to get you on the podcast, so I appreciate that you came here for the 100th episode.
Yeah, bro, it's no problem. I'm happy to support comedy and comics, and you know, it's part of what it's all about, right?
Totally. Now, Pauly, spring break just happened. For you, all right there?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm gonna be doing that throughout the podcast.
Spring break just happened all over the country for most colleges. You were a big part of spring break for a long time,
right?
care to elaborate on any of those spring break stories? Like what's a crazy spring break story that happened?
Dude, it was the whole thing.
It was the whole thing. Yeah. Like anything specific.
Dude, you gotta understand something. Mm-hmm. I was spring break, right? Dude, for a whole generation, I was like, that's what people. There's like spring break, da 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 da, Pauly Shore, da 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 da. Titties, beer, jello shots, Pauly Shore.
Right.
What was your favorite part about all that? People must have loved you. You were at the height of popularity at that time.
Dude, it was like, it was like an accident, kind of.
Sure.
Because I was like, went in for MTV, and at first it was just kind of dull, and then one day I messed up one of the words, and I was like, you gotta check out this video. And I paused for too long because I was nervous. But it just kind of stuck, and everybody liked when I did that, so I just kept doing that all the time. And so that's how I ended up on Spring Break. And then there's this one time I was down there with Rodney Dangerfield. And dude, Rodney, holy shit. Can I say that?
You can curse as much as you want.
Can I say that shit on the air?
Yeah, you already did twice.
Right.
You're so likable, Pauly.
Yeah. I know, bro. Dude, son-in-law, it's what?
That's a t-shirt.
I'm pretty sure that was the Roger Ebert review of son-in-law.
It's what?
It's the movie that made America fall in love with me.
It really is, though.
I know.
Son-in-law, because son-in-law was one of your, because there was a great story behind it, and you weren't just
It had a lot of heart. But, you know, if that's the movie that made America fall in love with me, then Spring Break is what? When I courted America.
Wow. And when did you see
the deal? And we had a pretty wild courtship.
Whoa, what was that last part?
Dean, my friend Dean, I like to say, instead of buddy or bro, sometimes I just say, Dean.
Who are some of your best friends, Paul? Who do you hang out with? People always like to hear what celebrities hang out with, what celebrities.
Sure. I'm friends with this guy named Milk who sells weed to Justin Bieber.
That sounds very appropriate.
What's his name? Milk.
Milk. Because he's white, I don't know. He's like one of those white guys that acts black.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You understand?
Sure.
So he's like chocolate milk.
Yeah, but what?
Thank you, professional comedian, everyone.
Professional comedian.
Don't try it. Yeah. Don't try it.
BradWilliamsComedy.com.
What?
Now, Pauly, like at the height of your fame, did you ever hook up with any celebrities?
Sure. Great question.
Oh, so wait, hold on. I gotta finish telling my Spring Break story.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fire away, buddy.
We'll have a TMZ moment, right, bro?
Yeah.
Dude, look at you, bro. We gotta get you to this.
The comedy store or like the liquor store?
Both at this point.
Dude, I just want to be seen with you, right?
Have you ever met a little person before, Paul?
Yeah, bro.
When?
Do you know Tanya Lee Davis?
No.
Yeah, she's a dwarf comic.
Nice.
I fucked her.
What? Wait, I thought there was only one.
Dude,
Eskimo, and I fucked her.
Eskimo bros.
You fucked her too.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my god.
I fucked her, but she didn't fuck me.
Oh, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to take that.
She didn't do any of the work.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, so
it was
you
like
top.
It was like charity.
Wait,
yeah,
but
people say Pauly Shore doesn't give back. That's not true.
Absolutely.
Dude, I don't give back rubs, but I do get them.
I want whatever Pauly's
so
on right now.
So anyway, dude, back to the fucking point.
Spring Break.
I was on Spring Break, and
where?
Rodney Dangerfield used to see me growing up, and he would just, you know, he's the king, and I wanted him to be cool with me, and he didn't care, because I was just bad at, because, you know, like, just starting out at comedy, you know, and I was just always just Mitzi's son.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got famous, and he's like, we gotta get some weed.
It's like spot on Roddy Day.
Yeah. Felt like he was in the room for a minute there.
And so we were in Spring Break, and we were just like, he was just like, you know, doing that. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Sure. I gotta be honest,
because people listen to this in other places where marijuana's not legal.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? Because you smoke pot. Do you think pot should be legal everywhere?
Dude. I mean, I'm not like the Spring Break days. I mean, once in a while, but like, you know, I take my career pretty seriously.
Your track record obviously says that because when I saw you in the Goofy movie, I thought there's a guy that takes his career seriously.
Now hold on a second. The Goofy movie was a good movie.
It's the Leaning Tower of Jesus. Dude, have you seen any of my new stuff, like Politics?
What the fuck
is
that?
What's Politics?
It's my Showtime special where I, you know, it's like political, but instead of politics, it's Politics.
Isn't there a song that you... I think I saw you rehearse a song.
There were
all
three
songs.
If you
throw up on the mic, you do have to pay for that.
Dude, I'm sorry. It's a whole thing. It's from... It's like, you know how Michael Douglas got that disease from eating pussy? Can I right. say pussy?
Yeah, you can say pussy. It's okay.
You can't say Michael Douglas.
I got a different disease, but it's like similar, but it's from eating pussy. It's a whole thing, but...
I'm very tempted to ask Paul, more, but I don't want to.
What's the song in your special that you sing?
There's three.
Okay, let's pick one.
Yeah,
because we only have like 30 minutes left.
I don't remember, dude. It was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
All right. And the show is called Politics, because most of the time when people are watching C-SPAN, they're like, I wonder what Pauly Shore thinks about this shit.
No, dude, it's like, it's for people that don't know shit about politics like me.
Okay.
It's like, you know, and it's like an idiot's guide to.
Okay, well, that makes
right.
sense then that you're the host. Absolutely.
What?
Pauly, we've got some items here on the table,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like for you to help us out with a trivia portion of the podcast, where we give some of these CDs and signed copy of The Heat out to some of the audience members here. Do you want to help us out with that?
Dude, the movie Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
No, Pauly, totally different movie.
That movie's so fucking good.
It was good.
Right, bro? I was supposed to play one of the characters, but they're like, you're going to distract from the seriousness of it.
I think I made the right call with that
Do
one.
Do you have an ideal movie that you would like to be with before we hand these out, Pauly? Like, what is your, like, is there a project that you're working on now? Or, like, if you could be any, like, play any role in any movie, what would the story be?
Because
I know you're pitching stuff all the time. Like, what's a Pauly Shore movie that's...
It's like, dude, it's like, so there's a space program. And it's like all these serious astronauts, and they're gonna go to Mars, and they're gonna da 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 da. And it's like, whoops, this stoner ended up in the space shuttle. What are we gonna do?
That actually sounds amazing.
I would actually watch that.
That actually sounds like a great movie.
If they put you and Adam Sandler in that shit,
oh
I'm watching
God.
It. It's over at that point. I'm take my money now.
Yeah, but I play the serious one.
You're the astronaut who saves him and
I think
returns it home safely to Earth.
Yeah, bro.
I think that would be your breakout role. That would be the role that really defines your career, Pauly. So how are we going to do this trivia thing?
Well, Pauly,
we should do a Q&A, buddy, where people ask me cues, and I just respond by saying, hey, buddy.
It seems like it's going to take forever. Pauly, we want you to help us to ask questions about A, Pauly Shore, B, that can be anything related to the podcast. Brad and I might have to help you out with those because I don't know how much
before
you listen to the
podcast. Before we do this, I just want to answer Brad's question from before. He asked me if I hooked up with any Hollywood starlets.
Right.
I hooked up with Catherine Hellman, you know, the mom from Who's the Boss?
Wait. Hold on a second.
Mona.
Yeah. What's her name?
Catherine Hellman.
Right, give him a CD.
She's also from Soap.
She's from Soap.
Yeah, bro, you know what I'm talking
Catherine
about.
Catherine Hellman. You know, I knew it was something Hellman. I couldn't remember the first name, because Hellman sticks out.
She sure does.
She also puts out, am I right, Pauly?
What?
Paul, I feel like you and I should hit the road together for a little sing-along duo. Like, you know, like some of the hits from Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
like, don't
do.
You? Like, I think you and I are the
dude,
only
I
ones...
I miss Yesterday a lot. I bet you do, too.
I do a lot, yeah. But I own every CD of Now That's What I Call Music. 1 through 46.
Dude,
who doesn't?
I just got Now That's What I Call a Country Party. Son-in-law.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to karaoke song? Maybe we can give the audience a little taste of a little dance ashore sing-along.
Little Red Corvette, do you know it?
No.
By Prince.
No.
You don't know it? Bro.
No Purple Rain.
I don't know that one. Do you know the wheels on the bus
go round and round?
Round and round.
Wow.
Round and round. Like a pair of boobies.
Polly, you're starting to creep me out, if I can be completely honest with you.
Dude, what other songs do you know? Do you know,
I like how you went from Prince to the wheels on the bus to some sort of boob metaphor.
Well, dude, this is the mixtape I play when my little girls come over.
You have kids?
No, the girls that I date.
Oh, my God. I should have known this.
But, dude, they're all of age, I promise.
Polly,
well, I get their parents to sign up permissions.
Okay. Brad, do you have some trivia questions about the podcast and or
sure.
That we can ask to I think I need some background music here.
Oh, some
Jesus. Polly, can you hit me the guitar?
Okay. Some all right, so
do you guys want to have a little prize giveaway for the podcast or not? Come on.
Dude, I can't imagine why the energy's drop.
All right, question number one for a copy of Adam Ray's brand new CD, Pop-Tart Suicide. What was the word that Chris D'Elia and us came up with that means pretty much everything?
Crusty.
What was the word? We said that this word, it's a lifestyle. Does anyone know this?
This is a great gauge for us to figure out how many of these people here actually know who we are.
Right.
What this podcast is. These can be people off the street who just wandered in. They're like, what the fuck, dude? A dwarf and a guy in a
fucking they just wandered in off the street. I think we have one person.
Am I disqualified?
No, you're not disqualified. What do you want?
Bagoinga.
Yes, it was Bagoinga. Yeah. Living that Bagoinga lifestyle.
We had him race CD.
There you go.
Ooh, congratulations.
Dude, okay, I got a question.
Sure.
Can I ask?
Right.
Why didn't you guys go see Jury Duty?
What was the plot of Jury Duty again?
What was it, Polly?
I made friends.
What happened?
I made friends with one of the people that works at the hotel when I'm on jury duty, and they put me in a high-class suite. So I'm trying to make the trial go for as long as possible.
Oh, my God.
I'm working on the script for Jury Duty 2 3D.
We're all waiting on bated breath for that one. One more. This is for a copy of my CD, Hi-Ho. When we had Jonathan Kite from Two Broke Girls on the podcast, we prank called a Chinese restaurant. What was the celebrity?
Bobby Lee.
What was the celebrity Bobby that Jonathan Kite impersonated when we did that prank call?
Bobby.
Doo-doo. We will edit this out. The silence.
Oh boy. The silence. 25 people. We thought you were our loyal fans.
Yeah, maybe.
Some old dude.
Someone's
close.
That's close.
That might have to be the answer we take. Some old dude. He was in movies like Crazy Heart
and
Vladimir Lebowski.
We got it.
Jeff Bridges!
Jeff Bridges! For a CD of Hi-Ho. Also available on Amazon.com, which you could go to through clicking through aboutlastnightpodcast.com, clicking the Amazon banner and making sure that we get a cut so we can actually make some money off of this podcast.
Ooh, shameless plugs.
All right. Do we give this one out now? This is a signed copy of the DVD, The Heat, the $200 million movie. Signed by Adam Ray.
Should I sign it too?
Sure, Polly, you will sign it.
It'll make the value go down.
Now, there's no actual DVD in there. There's just the case. No, there's a DVD in there.
Wait, for a minute there. Is there? I don't know, man. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's in there. Okay.
Open all up. Right. Show the people.
Stoner Adam packed the case, obviously. Yeah, it's not even
like
open.
Space Jam is in there.
I wouldn't be surprised. There it is.
Yeah. I think it's two discs, right? It is two discs, only special features. Can you think of a trivia question, Adam, or do you want me to think of one?
Sure. Okay. What was I thinking when my face got shoved in Sandra Bullock's cleavage?
Wow, that's I don't even know that one. That's specific.
What did you say, buddy?
he was thinking.
By the way, that was like an improvised moment because it was like that whole dancing was completely chaotic, and Paul Feig was like, "All right, we're just gonna get like a, you know, five or six rounds of this." And Melissa and Sandra, you guys pull these women off of Adam. We're dancing with him, so you guys can get his attention and bug his phone. And literally, I hear Paul from off camera as Sandra gets up to me and starts dancing on me, and he just goes, "Shove his face in your boob." So I know it's about to happen, and like Fat Kid Adam, as my face was going down, was like, "It's all better now." It was just.
Dude, that's the same thing the director of In the Army Now said about me.
How about this one? How many times has Jaleel White appeared on the podcast? Who said in the back? He yelled it out. Three. You are correct, sir.
There he goes. The Free Heat movie.
Free Heat movie. This cord is not going to be long enough. Sitting in the back. Oh, hey, it was. All right.
Nice.
Awesome. That was good. Well, thank you guys for being dedicated fans and knowing that stuff. Not making this moment completely awkward.
That was great.
Yeah.
More CDs, though. More trivia questions?
Oh, I think, I don't know. We'll...
Thanks, Paulie.
That's Paulie's ringtone, apparently. Well, maybe we'll figure something out at the end of the show, but I think now... thank you, Paulie. I think we're getting to the point of the show where we gotta do some Q&A. Q&A from the audience.
Yeah.
These are questions you can ask Adam, myself, Paulie Shore, obviously. You could ask whatever you want.
Yeah, but if you're gonna ask, you should speak into the microphone.
Oh yeah, I'll run over there and throw it in people's faces. I've done that
because
a few times
why?
In Vegas.
Because why? It's like. You gotta be professional and da 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 da.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Phil Donahue and run out of the audience. How's that reference, people? All right,
Phil Donahue.
Does anyone have any questions for any of us? You guys are killing it. But that's what they call dead air. All right, we got one.
Yes, In the Army Now is available on LaserDisc.
Is it really?
There it is. To answer the question that nobody asked.
You gotta lean forward. I can't go that far.
My question is, what have you guys filmed recently that we can see you on TV or movie or anything?
Oh, great question.
All right.
Well, Brad, I think you did Dave Attell's stand-up show, right?
Yeah, I did Dave Attell's new stand-up show, which is going to be debuting on Comedy Central soon, so you can see me do stand-up. And then I also did three episodes this season of the TV show Legit. With Jim Jeffries, who I love this story about Jim. I know I've told it before, but I'm going to tell it again. Jim is a very filthy comedian. He does crazy, edgy material, but he's hilarious. And when he told all the other comics that he had that... His girlfriend was pregnant, going to have a kid. We're like, wow, Jim, you're completely irresponsible. What the hell? Like, you're gonna have a kid? How are you gonna watch this kid? Yeah. And Jim looks at us, and Jim's Australian. He goes, "Oh well, Roy, Brad, you're my friend, and you haven't died around me." So he pretty much just said, "Ah, Brad, I took care of a drunk midget a few times. I'll be a great father." There you go. That was my Jim Jeffries story.
That was a great Jim Jeffries story.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him on the show, aren't we?
We are. We are. He will be on the show. He's told us he will do it, but he's in the middle of touring. So, we'll get him on. We'll have a good time.
All these professional excuses. Melissa McCarthy's like, "Yeah, I'll do it when I'm done filming my movie in Budapest."
If I had a nickel for every time I had to use that excuse.
Yeah. Dude, that's why it's taken so long to get me on the show.
Paul, I don't know if you're making yourself more likable after this podcast, or
I'm casting him in the next Adam Sandler movie.
I think so. I would
absolutely.
Dude, I'm a polarizing figure.
But I guess it's my Ferguson episode, right? That's
yeah.
Craig Ferguson episode, but you got a couple things in the works.
Yeah, Brad and I have some shows we're trying to get made.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll happen, and we will accomplish our dream and my bucket list item of to choreograph a fight scene between me and John Stamos.
Yeah, that's definitely in the pilot.
And then I got some movies that might come out on Netflix sometime.
Wait, give me just two of the movie titles that you don't even have scripts for yet, but you know the titles.
Scrabble 2.
I missed Scrabble 1.
Scrabble 1.
I missed Scrabble 1. Am I going to be lost in the plot of Scrabble 2?
No, they're waiting for it to come out before they do the straight to Netflix one.
Oh, okay.
What's the premise?
It's like a bunch of nerds are you know, they're like doing their whole nerd thing, da 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 da. And then, like, I teach them to come together and as a ragtag team of misfits. It's like dodgeball, but Scrabble.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I might need a stronger pitch.
Right.
Do we have any other questions from our lovely audience? Anything?
Oh, we got more.
All right. Let's fire over here. You may have to get up and meet me in the middle, baby. All right. All right. What is your question?
I was wondering, who is your favorite guest so far, individually, and why?
Ooh.
Favorite guest, individually, and why? Adam, you want to take that one first?
Oh, man.
That's so many.
Dude, I'm sitting right here.
True. Fuck. Trapped. That should be a Pauly Shore reality show.
Trapped.
He just follows people around and pops up in social situations. And insists on being a part of the conversation. Pauly Shore, this Sunday on A&E and all new Trapped. You're having a sandwich with your loved one at maybe a Subway or a Quiznos. And guess who pops up?
Pauly Shore.
Jared from Subway.
Oh, God. I hate you.
Who's the Quiznos guy?
There is no Quiznos guy.
Dude, maybe it'll be me.
Shut up, Pauly. My favorite guest.
I don't mind. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite guest, and not only because we got to talk to him and he was a childhood hero of mine, but also because I got to get drunk with him, was Joey McIntyre.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block. That was fun. And, yeah, just because, like, I could do the New Kids dances, so I got to do that shit-faced in front of Joey McIntyre.
I kind of think you should do it for the people here tonight.
Right?
Do you have Hanging Tough? Can you pull it up?
Oh, yeah, I'll pull it up.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll talk about my favorite episode. But, by the way, that was a great moment, because Joey came in with a bottle of gin, and he's like, I got kids, let's fucking hang out right now, which was way cool, And then halfway through, Brad's like, you know, I know the Hanging Tough dance. And he was like, excuse me. And then Brad got up and did it for him.
Yeah, well, because I thought this was going to be my moment. I thought this is like, oh my God, Joey McIntyre is going to see me do the Hanging Tough dance. We're going to go on tour together.
We're going to go on tour. Well played, Pauly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pauly, what other sound effects you got in there? Oh my God.
What the hell is that?
I don't know why you have that.
Oh, that's Dora the Explorer?
Wait, why does the grown man in the front row know that?
Oh, he's cool. Hopefully he's got kids.
Is Dora still popular with the kids? They love it. Yeah, they do. All right, here. Give that to Pauly, and you get up. Brad is waving his hand in the air. Is now shuffling back and forth, doing, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah, the audience should be going crazy. There it is.
A little Hanging Tough.
That's a little Hanging Tough.
There we go. Yeah, so that was my favorite guest, Joey McIntyre. Joey Mac, we love you. How about you, Adam?
I might have to say Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams.
Just because there's nobody like him, and he came. Also, Dumb and Dumber is my favorite movie of all time. And so when he came on the first time, he told stories about doing that that fucking noise he made when he drank the piss from Jim Carrey and Chip Daniels. And he's like said that he like used to do a joke in his act where he was like doing an impression of a dolphin. Remember that?
Oh, that's
and
right.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Fairley Brothers saw him do that in Canada and said they basically gave him a take and they were like, hey, what was that weird dolphin noise you used to do? Like, throw that into the like the scene somewhere. And he threw it in like after he drank the piss. And it was just so funny.
And that's all. That's also what he told the story about how he goes into every audition. Harlan Williams goes into every audition, and when you walk in, they usually try to do, the casting people pretend they care and ask you a couple questions, try to make small talk. Most people just say, oh, how are you? I'm doing fine, whatever. Harlan takes it to another level. So he tells the story that whenever he goes in, they go, hey, Harlan, how are you? He goes, oh, man, I just hit a dog in my car.
And so he tries to have some sort of small talk that will instigate a conversation.
Yeah,
but this in particular day, he said,
yeah, he goes,
he was testing for My Name is Earl.
Yes, that's right. And he goes, I just hit a dog. Now, normally, he keeps the story going so they know it's absurd. He goes, yeah, and the dog flew across the road and then landed on another dog.
Man, to a small Dutch kid, they rolled into a ditch, got covered in Skittles and M&Ms. They fell into another ditch filled with fat kids and pit bulls, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and people know he's joking. But
sure,
in particular day, the casting director, as soon as he goes, yeah, I just hit a dog, she goes, oh, God, no. And believed him wholeheartedly.
And just freaked the fuck out.
And then he had to just backtrack and commit to it, because then he was like, no, I stuck to committing to the I hit a dog bit, so then he had to be like, no, the dog's fine. And she's like, wait, you left him there? He's like, no, shit. And then it just got weird, and then the guy was just like, why don't you just go ahead and read the scene, Harlan?
He didn't get the part.
He was insane.
He did not get it. So, but we've had some great times, and I think now is the time when we're going to reveal something to our people that are listening to this podcast. Polly Shore tonight is played by the wonderful comedian Sandy Danto.
Yeah,
everyone.
Make some noise for Sandy Danto.
Playing Polly Shore. So that was not actually Polly Shore, people listening to this podcast.
Oh, God. Jesus. Was just
now he just transformed me into Polly Shore.
Sound effect. I just transformed back into myself.
Oh, well, perfect. Sandy, tell. Now, you've been on our podcast before. You were back when we were at the Lovitz Club.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You were on.
I was on an episode where you weren't there.
I wasn't there because back when we were at the Lovitz Club, we had to do an episode every week.
Because that's the way it is at John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Do an episode, dance monkeys. I'm not paying you.
It stinks.
So Brad wasn't there, and so I had Sandy and our friend Mark Saratella come on to co-host with me. And
I'm sorely disappointed that you weren't there, Brad.
Well, now we're making enough for it.
Exactly.
Right now. And so Sean Astin from Goonies, Encino Man, Rudy... I mean, shit.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings,
right?
Was doing a political show before us, and we asked him to stick around.
51st States. What's that? Isn't that
great call? Yeah.
Wow. And so I'm like, holy shit, Sandy's here. He can do Pauly. He was in Encino Man with Sean Astin, and if you haven't heard that episode, you got to go back and listen to it.
Right.
As Pauly, you berate Sean Astin for why you weren't in Lord of the Rings.
Dude, I could have played Elijah Wood's part. I was supposed to be him in The Good Son.
Sandy, where can our listeners find you? Plug your stuff.
Do you guys have Google Maps? Because I just got a chip implanted.
All right.
You can find me that way any time of the day.
Yo, in all seriousness, though, do you think that's even like... Because you're one of everyone I think has a handful of friends that when like crazy things like, hey, when are robots going to invade the earth, or will chips be planted in our bodies? I actually am generally curious.
When will DuckTales be brought back to series?
I hope chips get implanted in our bodies by way of our mouth, and they're sriracha flavored.
Wow, there you go. I think that's a new subway product
and made of potatoes.
Okay, is that your favorite food?
Yeah.
Okay, who is that? That was Dean Del Rey, right?
If you don't know Sandy Danto is not only a hilarious comedian, but he has amazing impressions and characters that he does. I mean, other than Pauly, who else can we throw in our audience?
I do a lot of people that aren't famous.
Which is what...
Or at all.
But there's one comic...
I do Chris Farley. That's the one that got me out of getting picked on growing up.
Oh yeah. So like when it's like you would be bullied, then they found out you do Farley. Then you're
like kids would
kid.
Start to like make fun of me, and I'd be like, I don't think you want to do that. Yeah, I can't read very well, but I'll kick your ass.
I'm retarded.
We just blew out the speakers on someone's car.
Yeah. Solid move.
You also do a character named Skeezy, which our audience has probably never heard of. There's an open mic comic at the Comedy Store named Skeezy.
He's heard me do him on podcasts before and sent threatening MySpace messages to me, and I haven't checked my MySpace in a long time. So he's upset with me that I didn't respond to that. And I heard through the grapevine that next time he sees me, even though I think he moved to Laughlin, Nevada, that my life is in danger. But
all right, you're fine, man. You got friends.
I was friends with him, and then I started doing this impression of him, and he got really sensitive.
He would basically button his jokes with saying his name aggressively into the microphone.
And he's also got a neck tattoo that says Skeezy.
Does he have a real name?
Shane, I'm not gonna say it.
All right. Okay. So, but he sells paintings on Venice. He did. He's actually a decent guy.
You want to buy a painting of it's Hillary Clinton with teardrop tattoos, holding two Glock 9s in front of the Hollywood sign.
If you know Steve, you know that's a spot on impression.
I peed on a fifth grader. I was like Jeff Foxworthy, who's smarter now? Skeezy.
That's how he would do his jokes. He'd do a joke.
Can you give us, let's say this is your audition.
How come it's okay to choke a woman while you're having sex with her, but afterwards she all like, I can't breathe. Skeezy.
I think Skeezy's going to have to be my new opening act on the road.
That would be a giant honor to me. Hey, for real, you better take me out with you, dog.
Wait, can you do a couple more jokes, Skeezy, before we get out of here?
Hey, nah, but I'm getting real with this mother.
Oh, shit.
This is like my last comic standing audition.
All right, well, hey, the people are listening.
Yeah.
Hey, because you're going to have to kill me to get off stage.
All right.
Hey, I do a few more jokes for y'all. Y'all motherfuckers want to hear some more jokes.
Yeah, come on. A couple more Skeezy jokes. Come on. More Skeezy jokes.
Once in a lifetime performance. He could be dead for all we know.
I fucked the AIDS monkey. Didn't have AIDS till I fucked it. Skeezy. Then I killed him, cooked him, and served him to Arthur Ashe. Oh, Skeezy.
Two tsunami.
Two tsunami.
Yeah. Two tsunami, because my friend Ralph Garman was making tsunami jokes right after it hit, so he said it's two tsunami.
Have you made any Malaysia airplane jokes?
Yeah. I said that they're obviously hiding the Malaysian airline on a woman's G-spot, and that's why we can't find it.
Jesus.
That was on my Twitter, @FunnyBrad. Please follow me. Okay. I think it's about time to wrap this thing up, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everyone here who came out to the 100th episode.
Thank you so much.
Of the About Last Night podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting, rating us on iTunes. Follow Sandy Danto.
@SandyDanto. I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv this Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. If any of you guys want to come out and see if I'm an actual human being with a personality other than just doing other people.
Sandy's one of the funniest guys you'll ever see. You got to go see him.
Go see Sandy Danto.
Oh, come on, guys.
And obviously, follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, BradWilliamsComedy.com for all my tour dates. Adam Ray?
Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, AdamRayTV.com for all the tour dates and CD and Craig Ferguson, April 10th.
Whenever you go to Amazon.com to do your shopping, go to AboutLastNightPodcast.com first, click on the Amazon banner, then buy whatever you want. Doesn't cost you a dime, but they kick back a couple shekels to us so we can keep doing these fun events. Now, I think we're going to go out in a very entertaining way, in a way to honor our three-time guest, Jaleel White. I think we should go out with the entire audience and ourselves singing the Family Matters theme song. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow.
That is not it. But first of all, did you guys have a good time tonight?
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Yoo-hoo Room Flappers, thank you for coming out. Let's get this party going.
Nobody has ever said that and then played this song, by the way.
Recognition, this ain't age to read any good news on a newspaper page. The love and tradition of the grand design. So
some people say is even harder to find. Well, there must be some magic glue inside this door. All I see is the power of dreams. Real love bursting out of every seam.
By the way, nobody's singing along. Can you hear that?
This is just us.
Yeah, awesome.
That was it.
There it is. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming out. My name is Adam Ray. That's Brad Williams, Sandy Danto. Thank you so much. Good night.
That was fucking fun. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Now we'll let awkward piano music play you out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.